This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel says it has hit more than 400 Hamas targets over the weekend.
Following Hamas's regrettable decision to terminate the hostage release pause and resume hostilities, the IDF has resumed targeting Hamas terror targets, striking more than 400 over the weekend, including extensive aerial attacks in the Khan Yunis area and eliminating terrorists and their terror army infrastructure in Beit Lahia.
Israeli government spokesperson Ilan Levy, who says they are hitting legitimate military targets. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A bomb went off at a Catholic mass in the southern Philippines on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports that President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. blamed it on, quote, foreign terrorists.
Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro further confirmed there were strong indications of a foreign element in the bombing, but refused to elaborate so as to not compromise the ongoing investigation. In 2017, the city of Marawi was besieged for 5 months by Islamist militants. During the battle between those fighters and Philippine forces, more than 1,000 people were killed, including civilians. Sunday morning's attack follows a series of military operations against local pro-Islamic state groups in the southern Philippines.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah, who says both the police and military have strengthened security in the country's south and around Manila. The COP28 climate summit focused on the effect of global warming on our health.
Undoubtedly, health stands as the most compelling reason for taking climate action.
Temperature rises caused by the burning of oil and gas and coal have worsened health issues, like the deaths of 7 million people a year from air pollution. This is VOA News. Indonesia's Marapi volcano in West Sumatra province erupted on Sunday, spewing volcanic ash as high as 3,000 meters in the air. The 2,891-meter-high volcano erupted at 0754 GMT. Clouds of ash are hanging over the mountain. Cars, crops, and roads are covered with a thick layer of volcanic ash. Indonesia sits on the Pacific's so-called Ring of Fire and has 127 active volcanoes. Finland closed its entire 1,340-kilometer-long border with Russia this week, accusing Moscow of sending asylum seekers across the frontier in a hybrid attack in retaliation for its decision to join NATO. Russia denies that accusation. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
More than 900 asylum seekers from countries including Kenya, Morocco, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen entered Finland from Russia in November, according to the Finnish Border Guard. Previously, the rate was less than one per day. By November 24th, Finland had closed all but one of its 8 official border crossings. On Thursday, the remaining Raja Giuseppe crossing inside the Arctic Circle was also closed, sealing off the entire border. Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo said that his country would not accept Russian interference. In recent days, he said there has been a growing understanding that this is an organized activity, not a genuine emergency. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro turned out to vote on Sunday on his government-backed referendum to decide the future of a long-running border dispute with oil-rich Guyana. The 5-question referendum includes a question rejecting International Court of Justice jurisdiction to decide which country the territory around the Essequibo River belongs. The referendum is consultative. There is no minimum number of votes for its approval, but Maduro said at a conference it would help force Guyana to adhere to a 1966 agreement for a bilateral solution. The court said in April it had jurisdiction. At issue is a 160,000 square kilometer region, mostly jungle, but Venezuela reactivated its claim after the discovery of oil and gas. Scott Walterman, VOA.